Holy shit. This is crazy, dude.
Where are you guys?
Hello?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
I can't see right now.
I know. I'll have to take your word for it because I can't see either.
You can hear us though, right?
Oh, I can hear you guys.
This is really actually right away making me feel crazy. First of all, let's just peel back the curtain.
We can't bail. If you bail, we're fucking 30 seconds in, all right? It's the fucking visual oculary sensory deprivation episode, dude.
Right.
And guess what?
People have been begging for this.
My eyeballs are freezing out of my head because this thing is fresh out of the freezer.
Get into it. First off, what's everybody using to cover up their eyes right now? I'm using a bandana that was actually used for it's a kind of past relic of the pandemic. Remember when we had didn't really have masks, but they kind of had bandanas they'd put over there.
Right,
this is from that.
Yeah, if you really knew about masking, yeah, exactly, Jack. If you really knew about masking, you would know a bandana doesn't do shit, and actually it makes it worse.
Imagine being a germ and walking up to a bandana. I would literally laugh my ass off. Yo, look at this dumbass mouth. Let's go in it. Right?
The germs,
it's like having a bouncer. It's like having a 3-year-old bouncer outside of a fucking club, which I have seen. Okay.
I fuck with bouncers. I really fuck with bouncers. I always dab.
I don't.
Guys.
Well, yeah, because, well, you don't?
What are you talking about? Of course I don't. They're the gatekeepers to the club. You know what I'm saying? The club is for everybody. There should be nobody at the front that's saying no, yes. It should be an open space for everybody to inclusive.
But even paradise needs law and order. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Eric.
I'm actually anti-cop in a sense, so to speak, but I'm pro-bouncer. You see what I'm saying?
Even well, cops are just the enforcement. Law and order.
Right.
I believe in hella laws. I love laws. I just don't want to fucking enforce them, and I think anybody should enforce them because all laws are correct. That's for sure.
What people don't know is outside of the podcast when we're just talking normally, we speak in legalese. Legalese.
Legal terms.
Apropos of nothing as well.
I can't see if you guys are laughing at my amazing, the way that I'm speaking or not.
Yeah, I just pointed my mic away for it. Sorry. But then
if I for 1 second find out that one or two of you guys are bailing on the blindfold part and I'm the only one.
Oh, that's a great
idea. I'm going to be that's going to be a final strike in our friendship and collaborative careers together. Okay.
How many strikes am I on right now, Nate?
I know the general rule is 3 strikes, you know, in baseball terms.
Yeah.
But you are well past 3 strikes, Eric.
Yeah,
you
are into 3. 3 to the what power?
3 to the 10th power, man.
Oh, and that's no joke.
And I wish.
And I don't know why I keep on letting you rack up these strikes, Eric.
It's because of my charm.
Right. You're so charming.
Man, I wish I could show you all what I'm doing right now.
You sound different.
Wait,
you
is my audio different. Still okay? Frankly, what I did is I put the microphone down the top of my blindfold. So I don't have to hold my microphone anymore. It's kind of sticking out the bottom of my blindfold.
I do sense a difference.
It does sound different
auditorily from you, and
but
I'm glad you pointed that out.
It might bump our audiophile listeners, but it does make it more immersive, more immersive experience.
Okay, hold on. By the way, isn't it hilarious that people just listening to this on Spotify, like this doesn't matter to them, like. At all,
right?
Well, it's hilarious, I guess, but it's also unfortunate because they're missing out on the benefit of the experiment. If you're listening, you should be blindfolded as well to get the full effect, and comment what you're being blindfolded by.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eric,
I'll say what I'm being blindfolded by. I'm being blindfolded by some dry fit purple clean. These are just washed.
Unwashed.
Nike. No. Nike running shorts that I cut the mesh out of.
You cut the mesh out so you wouldn't get sand in it?
I cut the mesh out so I could wear my boxer briefs up in these pieces.
There are some perverts out there that are so jealous of what kind of setup you have going on right now, Eric. They would kill to be.
They wish they had
having a pair of Eric Grayhill's running shorts all over their fucking face.
Well, that's going to be a possibility very soon once I get my online store working.
It's all used.
It's all you, yeah. Briefly,
used, you sweat man. In each pair one time and get them all soaked up, and then
doesn't take long.
Doesn't take much. Doesn't take long.
And Jack has maybe the craziest one. Doesn't
well, you? I'm very uncomfortable and I'm in pain because this one is Thera Ice migraine relief pack from the freezer. So this is freezing fucking cold. And I have been like kind of pulling on it and separating it from my eyes to try to give them a break. And it is warming up, thankfully. But this thing is, my head is really, really cold right now for this.
So you're going on hard mode, essentially. You're doing this on hard, sort of extra cold mode.
Yeah, because I don't know why. But there's got to be something to the, we're talking about sensory, right? Sensory deprivation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm experiencing, I would say, hypersensory sensor feeling and that feeling is cold. Because when you go in a sensory deprivation tank, you're deprived of every sense is what the goal is. And then you hear the silence of the universe, which is actually painfully loud.
Say that again.
The silence of the universe is a painfully loud, infinite jar of interdimensional coins pinging around in a metal tin of 18 infinity style dimensions. And when you go into a sensory deprivation tank, that's the first thing you notice is that there's no such thing as the end. There's only, it's like a ring. You hear it, just sounds weird.
What if you know what I always feel when my senses are deprived?
Boner.
Well, yeah, immediately. Wait, your mic sounds different now, Nate.
I know, I'm hearing a different
Nate.
thing. And I can't check right now, so who knows?
Nate, you sound like you're on a prison phone.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, you know what it is?
What?
Thank God. Hold on, I have to check. I have to do.
Okay, you're breaking experiment, but it's for.
I'm breaking the experiment real quick to check my audio. Oh, my great. Head is the mic went unplugged.
Am I gonna get sick from this? No, I could. I don't get sick.
You just won't. This is, by the way, to everybody listening, this is what real science is.
Yeah.
People like to write little articles and write little studies based on mice. No one's doing it like this anymore, where you really put yourself in the damn driver's seat.
Be the mouse.
Be the mouse yourself, right?
That's bravery.
So I just want to encourage others to do their own type of studies and report them onto our internal JSTOR-like website that we have for scholarly articles that we're writing.
That's right.
And I sound better now, don't I?
Yes, you do.
You sound
fucking
amazing.
This is so
curious. Go ahead.
Well, I just realized we're gonna have to use our internal intuition to figure out when we've done an hour.
This one's gonna feel extra long. I can just tell you that much.
Yeah, I can feel that
in a good way. We're gonna be enjoying it so much that time's gonna slow down.
It's like suck at time. We turn time into a lollipop that we could suck on.
Peanut butter style time.
Don't do peanut butter. It's bad for your skin. I just learned.
Eating peanut butter is bad for your skin?
No. It's probably
not
true.
It can't be true.
What are you going to say, Eric?
Well, I was going to say, it's funny that we're doing this, right? The visual deprivation.
Yeah.
Hour. Because yesterday, I had what you would call a medical experience in my eyes. And what happened was this. I think I've brought it up before on this podcast. But once in a while, I will get something that is called a migraine with aura. where people have pain with associated with this. Mine is zero pain. It's just an aura in my vision. And it'll happen right after I go to the gym. It usually happens like this. I don't eat enough in the morning. I go to the gym. I blast iced Americano. And I haven't eaten, well, you know, my blood sugar is low or something like this. And then it'll cause a migraine with aura. And if you don't know what that is, it kind of starts in my vision. It starts like this. It's like a pin prick in the middle of my vision that looks kind of technicolor and round and like glowing and flashing. And that shit, over the course of about 45 minutes, like expands to across both my eyes, and it looks like fucking crazy. I can't see. It disturbs it. It makes it impossible to drive or focus on anything because your vision gets all inverted. And so that happened to me yesterday, and I wasn't going to share it because it's very emotional, but that happened to me yesterday. And I think that's what inspired me to recommend that we do go blindfolded. Cause I was really in my thoughts chamber yesterday, really thinking about things differently because my vision was impaired. How interesting.
Cool, man. Sounds really hard, man. Sounds really scary.
Literally every time I get this once a year, every time I think it's the end, I always think I'm fucking dying.
I'll tell you what, next time it happens, it is the end. I know, like, the next one, I know like this one was not then, but the next one's about to be like life ending crazy. Eric needs prayer right now. Did you guys stop praying for Eric? Do you feel that, Eric? I feel like people definitely feel like
something stopped.
And they've definitely, I feel like they've stopped. The prayers have stopped, and I feel like you can feel that. Eric needs constant prayer, or else it's
it's lights out. Literally.
Oh, we going out to, if we spend more, because this hour is about as long as Eric can take without even us giving him a prayer in person. If we're spending the day together,
I need that
prayer
IV drip.
Yeah, you do. You need a prayer vent. You need to be on the prayer ventilator. You need to have a priest speaking down your throat all day.
Well, and I'm agnostic when it comes to which religion is praying for me. You could be,
of course,
Muslim. You could be Hindu. You could be,
and you could be all those all day. Buddhist. I switch religions once or twice a day.
Switch. Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's the remix to religion. So
damn.
I'm Muslim now, right. I'm Christian. Now I'm rolling on, rolling with Buddha, and now I'm rolling with Vishnu, dipping on wine and crackers. I'm like Vishnu. Nobody else. I'm a freaking Puerto Rican. Well, that's not right.
That's not Puerto Rican, the religion.
Maybe I'm about to
believe. What's your religion? I'm Puerto Rican.
I would believe in Puerto Rico as a god if I could.
The vibe of Puerto Rico as a godly figure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Damn, I didn't.
Yesterday when I was in my car, because what happens? Well, I just want to give it up for you doing that real quick. That
no,
was
no,
impressive.
No, no, no. Please move on.
No, what, bro? What?
No. Please.
I'm getting little threads from the damn shorts in my mouth. But yesterday, because what happens is it starts okay. It's not so crazy. But by the end, the aura is like just in your peripherals. And it looks like you just can't see anything on the sides. And it's like, looks like electricity going all through your eyes. And I was talking to Layla on the phone, and I was doing breathing like this.
Oh, God.
Like that. And once it got to the peripherals, not kidding, I went like this.
We can't see you, so we don't.
No, but listen, it's just the sound. Like something came out of me from like the core of me.
Yeah.
You know,
the suffering.
Just so scared, so fucking scared.
You need to bottle it up like I do, because I'll have. Remember when I had one of the worst panic attacks I've ever had in your car in Seattle.
With my friend Nick, that was crazy.
And I just didn't say anything for a couple of minutes, but I was like level 10. thought I might have to go to the hospital and not leave the city.
Oh my God, that was crazy! I remember that moment exactly.
That was fun.
No one's getting down like this vulnerability wise, at least on the male side.
No, they're not. And
shame.
Yeah, just shame. It's funny because
shame
is what they do operate by. See what I'm saying?
Right.
They are afraid to admit these things because they're ashamed of it. And yet they should. So, you know what? Reverse. I don't even care anymore. I took off my eyes.
You know who should feel shame? You took it off? You got eyes out?
No. I just pulled my hood over my eyes. So now my hood is my thing. However, ice pack is now warming up on my legs because my head is still really cold.
Yeah, I believe that.
I'm sorry.
That'll happen. No, dude, it's okay. Like, literally.
But I can't see. Nate?
I can't see shit either.
And I gotta be honest. I've been looking and seeing for about like maybe 15 minutes.
Nate,
no, you haven't. No,
you guys
Nate.
Can hear my vocals are a little bit different right now because I'm trying to fidget. My mic cord is all fucked up. And I said before this, if I have one more technical difficulty, I'm quitting the podcast. And this mic cord right now is really fucking up my whole fucking shit.
Well, do you know that your mic is not working right now, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get it work. That's why I'm looking right now.
Okay.
Out of the bottom of my bandana.
Isn't it interesting? I do really like this in a sense, because when we, it's almost like, I wish I could think of a great metaphor for this, but the second that we removed a tool, we realized what a deficiency and what a reliance we have and how much we should be appreciating that tool because we're falling apart without it.
Hmm.
It's
I know
like,
what you mean.
So
well,
then,
something's good.
No, I was just going to try and see if anybody could think of a good metaphor for that. This is a very metaphorical community, top to bottom, front to back.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No one's questioning that this is a metaphorical community. Right. But what I wanted to say was this. We've talked on phones our whole lives, right? Mm-hmm. What's up, man? Right. Ring, ring. Classic. They've been around for almost 100 years at this point. Alexander Graham Bell. Now, what happens when you take away the visual and you guys are just in my ears and we're talking like this? All of a sudden, it almost feels like a new technology. You know what I'm saying? Where you guys are right in my brain with me.
Right.
It's like we're chilling in a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It feels like we're in VR in our heads, and I'm just having to imagine what your guys' curves are looking like right now, what kind of cologne you're wearing, what kind of shit you got on like that.
Yeah, you couldn't. I don't think the cologne, I don't think you'd get through the Zoom. But yeah, I do see.
Right, but
it does feel that way,
you know,
because it gives a. It does feel like a new sensory experience from the get go, where it was like, oh
right.
God, you do feel even more here than ever.
World leaders should have to do this. You want to solve all this conflict going on in the world right now? Put some running shorts
on. Yeah.
Bloody Zelensky's head.
Put Zelensky's head in a sweaty pair of Eric Rahill's shorts. And
not
put,
sweaty, and I've never sweat in these things.
All right.
And I never will.
Don't be, you know, you don't got it. And if you did, it'd be totally fine. That's all I'll say.
Right.
Yeah. And then that'd be the end of war. If you stop seeing each other and start listening to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very freeing.
Speaking of sensations, I keep getting these damn threads in my mouth. Speaking of sensations, okay, I've been waking up in panic every night as if my family's dying. Like that.
Okay.
What the hell is it? It's not the sleep apnea. It's not anymore. I've got that shit fixed, essentially. This is something else. What am I so afraid of? What am I running from in my waking life? That
and
my
guess what? I'm
life
back.
Is...
Let's go. Boom, 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 yeah! 10% luck, 20% skill.
So anyone who is watching the YouTube has just been seeing me sort of try to fidget with different chords for the last 20 minutes. I don't even know what the hell you guys were talking about, but
it's something
all
that
I know is
we've never brought up on this podcast before.
All I know is I have an uncanny ability to jump back in midway in conversation, not even knowing what the hell is going on, what people are talking about, and be able to seamlessly enter in the conversation as if I had been there from the beginning, from the
start.
Is
that from your childhood disassociation episodes?
Right, yeah.
Like nothing happened. You were there the whole time. Drinking your milk.
Nate, do you have floaters? We've already talked about this.
Oh, bro.
Floaters?
Do you have floaters in your vision, Nate?
What is that? I don't think so.
Sometimes you don't have floaters.
What is that?
Like these little...
I don't know, but it's like little dust in your vision that little floats squigglies. All around when squigglies you move your eyes around.
Yeah. Little squigglies and
seems
stuff.
To be in liquid.
Like where you can see like the cells, like kind of...
Nah. Well, oh, yeah. I guess you could... Do you think that those are cells?
I don't think they're cells. I think I'm thinking
of something. Oh,
because you look at them and they
you
look...
You know how if you... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say they look oddly specific and almost as if they were designed. Almost like a language that's trying to be spoken to me through the back of my eyeballs, through dust in the back of my eyeballs.
You're trying to crack the Rosetta Stone for eye floaters?
Yeah.
Well, that could be the Anunnaki sort of awakening. Like once the, you know what I mean? They put the code is inside of us already.
Everybody start that drawing your floaters out on paper and let's melt, put them all together and see what it spells out.
Oh, shit.
Getting to the
game. Someone tells me we're going to Stonehenge. Stonehenge.
Something tells me we're going
Eric
to.
Eric has brought up the Anunnaki. Have we done a whole... We need to do a whole episode on the genetic modification of human beings.
That was initiated by the Anunnaki? Well, they're the gift bringers. They're what we call the gift bringers, the gift of civilization. We were just running around, hands and feet. Then they came to town, boom, Mesopotamia, boom, Egypt, boom, Aztec, boom.
Why was it them?
Medieval Europe, boom.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, Duluth, boom.
Boom, Santa Fe, boom, Arizona, boom, Guitar Center. And then next thing you know, Joy Tactics. Yeah. It's that simple.
Then the reign of Joy Tactics.
Mm-hmm. The Joyanaki.
What do you think when you look at our Wikipedia pages at the museum in about 60 years?
The stone
of
Wikipedia.
Television and film. Mm-hmm, right. Awesome. Whatever. Yeah. The years for Joy Tactics will say what? 2022 to 2021.
So maybe 2157. I think.
Oh, okay. Why? Because our children will start running this back.
We've talked about that, haven't we?
No one's done that yet. A generational pass down.
Oh, did you podcast. Hear those fucking Nepo?
We're building
kids,
generational
dude.
Wealth through the right. Patreon. You know, what are we gonna pass this on to?
Generational knowledge, generational customs and traditions. Okay, it's
generational
bigger than
sexual swag.
Generational. I joked. Yeah.
Wow. It's interesting how quickly we can adapt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because when I first put these shorts on, it was like putting a leash on a wild fucking horse. Or a saddle, I mean. They don't want to feel that shit because they're used to running wild through the through the plains. Get this shit off me. Now all of a sudden... I can't imagine life sort of without these on. I'm so used to it. You see what I'm saying? God made us so adaptable. It makes me almost
feel,
want to cry.
Do you feel your senses? Because when you lose one sense, your other senses are heightened. Yeah. So you're imagining your touch right now is probably, if you're touching things, it might feel like you're on fucking Molly or something like that. Because it might feel incredibly amazing.
Oh, dude. That's funny you say that because while you were talking, I was thinking, why do I want to tickle you guys so badly right now?
Oh, shit. I wish I could tickle
you. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could be tickling right now so bad.
I would tickle you all crazy, both of you right now, if it was near me. If your little armpits was near me, I'd tickle them.
When we're in person, tickling does go down like crazy when we're out of the bar.
Step one, it's basically our handshake.
But what's so funny is, like, I'm not even ticklish. And, like, you guys can try, but I'm not even ticklish.
Not even in your ear, dude.
Yeah, like, I dare anybody to, like, yeah, like, right. You could try it, but yeah.
But really, it does turn you on. That.
What if I put my beard hair?
Well,
what
I like
if I
the
put
human
my little
touch?
I put my little goatee hair in your ear. How's that gonna make you tickle?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll
you guys
see,
remember
I
this?
What?
Getting a raspberry? You guys remember this?
I didn't.
Oh yeah.
I never got
one. You ever
one.
Gotten one of these?
No, I never got one.
I've been offered them a lot.
Somebody blows on your stomach, makes kind of like a fart sound on your stomach.
I do that to Bubbles.
You do that to your dog?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, who doesn't? Dogs love
like,
a raspberry.
And you is Layla okay with that?
It's awesome. It's like, yeah, we're taking turns. Yeah, no, it's awesome. If every creature should get a raspberry, and I'll tell you what. We were talking about cute animals the other day. A lot of these animals like to be cradled, okay?
Like a baby? Mm-hmm.
Like a baby.
Like
you
a
know,
baby
human. Cranes like to be cradled. Donkeys, have you seen the young donkey being cradled by the guy?
You mean an ass?
Yeah, I don't think they like to be called that, but yeah. You could cradle a donkey ass. And even a monitor lizard likes to be cradled. And so
really?
I would assume the Venn diagram for likes to be cradled and likes raspberries is pretty, there's a strong overlap there, I would say. So we should start trying out raspberries on different type of animals.
Oh, but that's when you have
what about
to be very careful, man, because there's, bugs?
Well,
you don't want to go up to the wrong mosquito and try and raspberry that thing, because it'll get you right on the dongle in the back of your thing.
They're probably so pissed
if you
off.
Miss-
that
what,
they can't
bugs?
Experience that from us because they're too tiny.
I know.
Do you know that there's a new spider that has invaded New York City that is 8 inches big?
Good.
What is that?
It can fly around like Spider-Man on webs.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can. I swear. It's like Spider-Man. It has the powers to shoot webs.
8 inches? It's an 8-incher?
Its legs
Why
can
am I
go
so familiar with that size?
Interesting. I've seen things bigger than that. Yeah. It can have, its legs can get up to 4 inches. And so when you go from one leg to the other end of a different leg, rather, that thing can get up to 8 inches even.
And do it bite?
It bite.
Does it really?
It bites and it can give you basically a 6-day flu and there's no cure. You need to be hospitalized.
What?
And they have just invaded New York City.
No.
Yes.
So I got out at the right time. Good God. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. They're not poisonous.
But they are real.
But they are real. And I do want to see one. And I do want to teach it a fucking lesson. Hey, man. Welcome to New York. You saw what we did to those lantern flies, right? I don't see those fuckers walking around this year, do I? I haven't seen one lantern fly. Guess why? Because I was crunching them with the AK-47 on my shoes.
Uh-huh, the AK-47 fucking Reeboks.
That's right. The AK.
I never crushed them. I never crushed those flies because I don't like extinguishing life as such.
Well,
in such a way.
There's going to come a time when you are going to have to kill somebody, a human being, who you like a lot.
Very soon, too.
I don't know who, but it's going to be soon, and it's going to have to do with your migraines, and you're going to have to explain it in court about why.
Am I going to be activated against Zelensky?
You're going to be activated against Zelensky, and you're going to kill an Uber driver
against my will.
Look like him. Zelensky!
I have a scenario.
Like Zoolander.
I have a scenario.
What is it, biatch?
Eric, you are on a deserted island.
Desert island?
Oh, yes,
deserted
please.
Island. There's no cupcakes on this island.
Licorice trees. There,
no.
Penguins made out of licorice. You're on a trees. Island.
And I okay. am your only source of food on the island. Mm-hmm. You have to kill me or you die. What do you and if you kill me and you eat me, all right, that's gonna give you the sort of 10 days that you need before a helicopter comes in and saves your life.
Right.
But one of us has to go. Are you gonna eat my ass and kill me? Are you gonna die with me like a real friend?
I would kill myself immediately if that was a scenario I knew about. I would take that sharp coconut, end it for myself, hang myself from the palm tree, whatever, get the blood out, and let it like you would to a deer, and let you fucking feast all up on my ass, because I know I would last a lot longer than you would, just because of muscle density and sort of
that's a good point. Going,
but
how it's going,
but
those sharp coconuts.
That's the type of friend I am. Well, you would have to carve the coconut.
No, they're growing. I think I heard.
Oh, sharp coconut.
I would start eating you immediately. Like there would be like one second between you killing yourself and me just fucking raw eating.
Oh, brother. I'll do that. I was doing that on a flight today. I was on the flight. There was some turbulence, and I took out some Buffalo Wild Wings Asian Zhang sauce out of my pocket and just put it on the dude's wrist just in case we went down. Fuck on it.
Is it really called Asian Zhang?
Asian Zing.
I know exactly okay. what you're talking
That's
about.
That's also crazy. But...
Wait, sorry. I didn't. Yeah.
Is it really called that?
Asian Zing sauce. Oh, my God. Right?
What is that?
It sounds like something that would be an Aldi.
Yeah, I want to be crazy. Very clear that I didn't come up with
you
that.
You didn't come up with
it. Because I respect Buffalo Wild Wings creative consultants. And I respect their flavors as well. Garlic Parmesan. Oh, but here's what's funny. If I'm in that scenario, I'm doing it like this. Either we're both going out of here with no legs on wheelchairs and we're both surviving, but we're eating each other's legs. Or we're doing the double asphyxiation, double autoerotic asphyxiation. I'm going to go get some vines, not red vines. I'm going to get some vines. No. Just some regular old tree vines. I'm going to tie it around both of our necks, and we are going to go out cheek to cheek, both choking each other ourselves out at the same time and doing it like that.
What about belly to belly? Mm-hmm. You guys seem to, I don't know why this comes up, I feel like, frequently on this podcast, but.
Well, because
two
when's
guys
the last time
touching bellies together?
When's the last time with your boy that you were belly to belly? You know what I'm saying?
I go belly to belly all the time. I go belly on belly a lot more than you guys.
I
give them hugs,
we can't see each other's mouths speak, so we're talking. There's a lot more.
Yeah,
there's a downside to this, is what I want to say.
The downside is an upside to the backside. So go on.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Well, listen to this. What if it's actually making us more patient?
It's not.
Do you see?
It's not. I'll just say that for personal.
What I was
going to
say was this. You know when babies are born, right? They like being skin to skin with their moms, right?
And dads and parents.
Well, that's the thing, too.
And
is
grandparents.
That now the daddies are, right. Now the daddies and the grandparents are also going skin to skin with the babies. You think that we just, once we're stopped being a baby, we don't need skin to skin anymore? Wrong. That should be the first thing you do with the enemy.
Oh, as soon as the, before you even, yeah, before you even wipe that, before you wipe in the
connection. It's all good. Stop it now. Stop the war. Sorry about that. And here's $2 billion to rebuild.
You're saying nipple to nipple is how the electric current can most efficiently travel through the permeate the skin barrier?
That's how. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How about this? Baby pops out. Placenta on. Give it the raspberry. Welcome to the world. Because you don't want the first thing that a baby feels to be a crazy towel on its head. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, because they need to dry them off. Right. No, I know.
Just some crazy trauma. Like, give them a raspberry right away. The first thing that should happen to a baby is they should land and they should get one drop of kombucha from a eyedropper.
Their feet should go straight into some fucking Uggs. Their hands should go straight into whatever iPad. You know, just let them know right away.
Mm-hmm.
You landed. You're home. And then hit
inject
them
some alpha axis. Brain into their fucking intravenously alpha brain.
Mm-hmm. Get them a bulletproof coffee immediately.
Yep. What's that
put
one?
The
dirt
in the
Black Rifle but, coffee.
Black Rifle coffee, right.
What's that one coffee? Man. Mud?
Mud water.
Mud water. Yep. Bet.
One time, I remember this vividly, what they would say, vivid, how they would call it, vividly. When I was a kid and I was in like the IKEA daycare one time, and another kid was talking to me and he was like, I remember being born. What the hell?
I fucking hate liars.
Are you talking about? And I was like, pushed him up against the damn ass fucking playpen. What the fuck are you talking about? Don't talk crazy. Don't talk crazy in here. He says, I remember it, man. His eyes are full of tears. He's like, we have to go back. I said, back where? He said, back to before. Don't you remember? They make it so we can't remember anymore. It's so peaceful. Shut the hell up. I start screaming.
You have a pinstripe suit on.
As a child.
The kid starts just ripping his veins right. open. We have to go back. I told you.
Don't you remember that? Isn't there a book of a child that remembers like a past life, or maybe like being in heaven or something? You know, it's a maybe I'm mixing up two different narratives, but there's some kid out there that like vividly remembers like heaven or a past life of
or
their
Las Vegas.
It's Eliza Thornberry, right? That's her thing. She was dead, and now she's back in the world, and she can talk to animals.
That's not what
is that what that show is?
No, that's not what the Wild Thornberries are about, dude. That's just
she was
about
in
a
the
traveling.
Woods. Yes, it is. She could talk
she
to
remembers animals. Oh, right. She could talk to animals. Bro, that show was awesome.
Whatever happened to silly people like Donnie?
Well, you know what happened to them. And I don't think we're meant to be talking about it on the airwaves. But
lobotomies.
You know what happened to them, right?
What? Really?
It's what they call cognitive behavioral therapy. Took all those cool people away from us and made them normal.
Therapy is ruining this country.
SRIs.
Eyes.
The most powerful hallucinogens in the world. Schedule I narcotics being passed as daily pharmaceutical adaptogens. These things should not be eaten.
You're eating them?
Yeah, you shouldn't eat
labored
them.
Labored SSRIs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the non-alcoholic SSRI lemon. Lemon flavored.
Limoncello SSRI. That LaCroix flavor is busted. LaCroix, here's a message to
LaCroix.
Get
your shit together, man.
Get your shit together, bro. You guys had a kingdom. You had it going for years. Oh, we'll just keep making this nasty ass water because some weird people like to drink it. Then all of a sudden, the startups come around. We need different flavors of water that sparkle as well. They just inherited a whole kingdom and they've turned it to dirt.
They have this one pack and it's like at Costco and it's all the fucked up flavors of LaCroix that nobody wants. Key lime pie, pampoosie, whatever. Get the fuck up out of here with that shit, dude. Nobody wants that fucking shit. I don't want to drink some fucking pampoosie.
No. And by the way, yeah, that one's actually a good one. Pamplemousse. Yeah, that one's fucking good.
How am I mispronouncing that? What is it called?
You're calling it pampoosie, but I would say it's pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse.
Well, Nate's Italian.
Right. But that mojito flavor can go to hell.
I'm worried that I did something bad with the Thera ice on my head for the beginning because I don't feel so good.
How's everybody's internal states right now? I feel like I'm having sort of a mild maybe like a 2% like headache right now.
Well, you know what?
Maybe it's
you're just
from
more
the way
aware
I'm
of it.
Sitting.
No, it's from the tiki drinks that we had last night.
Oh, God damn it.
Jack, we had some.
Yeah, we drank last night. Yeah, we went to a party. Yeah, and we had
and
a couple
that,
drinks.
We went to a place called Tiki Tea. So what? We is that
drink
what you're about
tea.
To say, Jack?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So what, Tiki?
Wow. Can I just go back real quick and just say that that fucking religious, whatever, that religious parody you did, Jack, was pretty, that was pretty epic. And
that was off the dome, Jack.
That was an all-timer sort of moment, I feel like.
That's wild and out
levels. Some extra respect to.
That's wild.
Eric just gave me,
hold
on, Eric, you just gave me the best compliment I've ever gotten in my fucking life. That's wild and out level. You really think I could do it?
Could you do Wild and Out? They would be so lucky.
Are you serious? Of course you could do
They'd
it.
They'd have to put everybody up against me. It would be the Red Squad and the Black Squad up against Jack, the final boss of Wild and Out.
Right. Well, you'd be like the Green Rangers or the White Ranger.
What's that mean?
Oh, we haven't really taught Power Rangers yet, have we?
Oh, I was the
Pink
Power
Ranger. By the way,
that's
a red flag interest. Power Rangers, I hate to even say the name, but they were pretty sick.
Good song.
You know what happened to the Yellow Ranger?
No.
Car accident.
Maybe I did know that. I don't like that.
Didn't another one kind of go?
Oh, another one just committed. Yes.
Committed suicide. I didn't want to say it, but.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
God, that one's so sad. I don't want to get into it but those movies, remember that first movie, the Power Rangers movie from the 90s?
Where they had to fight?
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
You weren't allowed. Oh, it was so fucking sick. It happened in LA. Maybe I'll watch that. But they start off skydiving and, if you remember when people used to skydive with like snowboards attached to their feet, like as if they're riding the air?
Vin Diesel does that in XXX.
Well, but he goes onto a mountain, right? Like he's using it to go snowboarding.
Yeah, he's listening to Hatebreed. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll do a whole Power Rangers episode. But speaking of your parachuting, I want to throw some respect to the troops. Two did remaining D-Day veterans that stormed Normandy about 80 years ago.
Well, there's some drama with that.
Thank you for saving Europe. No, there couldn't be. What is it?
I don't know. I really don't know. Did it really happen? What is it? Is it in France?
Did D-Day happen?
It's the last day of World War II.
D-Day? No, that's V-Day.
I can't keep up with this shit. Because, hold on a second. Think about when it's the year 17,600, 17,007, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Way later. All of a sudden, history class is going to be unobtainium. You're not going to be able to learn all this shit. It's too much. Hopefully, I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. But human beings will have to just give in to being ignorant. And some people's jobs will just be something to help with that, I guess. I don't know. I'm worried. I'm very worried about future generations and how they're going to protect what we've built.
Well, I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of
one
lost
way to do
knowledge.
I'm nauseous.
Of course, there's a lot of lost knowledge. We need to keep doing reenactments to remind people what that shit looked like. More video games. Please, more World War II video games. We need them now.
Exclusively World War II video games. We need to have a whole year where we just...
I would be so happy with...
Back to back.
I think I just realized I've been facing the wrong way for quite a while. Because I'm in a spinny chair and I was... Well, I'll have to watch it back. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. Dude, we're just on sort of a crazy rift and, you know...
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my glass of water. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Don't.
This thing is really, really compressing my head.
Where are we at? What do you think? What time are we at?
I just looked.
41:30.
I looked.
What can I guess?
45.
Oh, okay. I was going to guess like 42.
I was actually gonna guess.
I've enjoyed it. Is that crazy to say? Having the blindfold on,
Joy
we're so
tactics.
Present in a way
maybe this
that
is
like,
just maybe this is the way that we've just unlocked something. This is our thing. Oh, it's the blindfolded guys. They
can
just
I say
blind, they get on stage, they go on tour, they've committed themselves to not to voluntarily not seeing for the rest of their lives.
Blind tactics.
That's kind of a big story.
Yeah, not funny, Jack.
What the fuck?
That's not funny.
Yo,
to say.
I'm not doing anything different than what Nate's doing, man. So cringe.
But
it's so
way,
cringe.
It's the intention.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but I. All right, I'll say it. Hello, my name is Jack Bensinger. I apologize to the vision community. I did not mean
the
offense by it.
Wow.
Vigiana,
you think if you wore a blindfold?
What?
Joe Tactics. Do you feel like if you wore a blindfold to a casino that you would actually scare the dealer? Wouldn't that be kind of sick? What the hell is that? It smells so fucking good. Tom Ford cologne. Smelling so fucking good. Deep V-neck and a blindfold on. And you come and just destroy the blackjack tables every single night. That would be a harrowing sight.
The deepest V-neck in the world that goes down to your motherfucking dangling.
Down to you. Hey, testing.
That's the it clown. Goes down to the ball sack and it and your balls like perch over the point of the V is
that's a great question.
Balls are hanging over it.
Where do we draw the line in nudity?
Well, in the 2000s, I think people were kind of pulling down the front of their pants a little more to show the what they call the pubis. Funny enough, there were no pubes on them back then. But you know what I'm saying? I wonder if we should start being a little more sexy, start kind of pulling that shit down.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try wearing like crop t-shirts and then like have maybe a quarter of my pubes just hanging over some jeans.
No, Nate, you're so hairy that it's like your stomach is hella hairy. Everything's else hairy. But
you can't even tell what's pubes
shaved.
And what's
right.
I'd like to look at that, frankly.
I have done that before. I've like kind of fully went like kind of bald down there like as much as I could without straight razoring it, you know, and it looks just so odd, like all of my body is
right.
Hairy except for
well, that except one pocket
for, except for that one little special area.
Oh,
and now you got the 8-inch strand, the braided 8-inch strands.
Oh, the pubic dreads, the white boy pubic dreads. I'll tell you what I do if I know it's gonna be boogie nights, you know what I'm saying, red panty festival night, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't know that, but
well,
red
if I know
panty
it's going,
festival night.
If I know
red
it's
red panty festival.
yeah.
What could that mean? What could that mean?
I don't know, man.
Oh,
panty,
you know,
red.
I like we had
what?
Well, I like that we keep some secrets from each other to keep each other.
Well, what I'm saying is what when I know it's that night, you know how I prep my pubes?
How?
Hard to be crass. Well, I go bodybuilder style with it. I get this focused spray tan. I get the oil that thing up. Bronzer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all.
I put hair gel on my shit. My shit's stiff, dude, and it's in a faux hawk.
You're hair gelling the weenie? So that's the cure to erectile dysfunction is to just put hair gel on it so it can't go soft?
Just
you got to get in
there. Keep it artificially kind of propped up by the hairs.
That's not a bad idea.
And you got L.A. L.A.
LA looks.
Called? L.A.
Wait,
looks.
You're saying hair gel your pubes to like have a
drop it
perimeter
to be like
that
a
makes it
cast.
Seem like you have a.
Yeah. And then dye your pubes whatever color your skin is, and then no one knows the better or the worse.
Man.
Creative
really
solutions.
Joy tactics. Creative solutions.
Joy tactics.
Because then stop putting poison in your body, man. That's all we're getting.
Literally, could everybody please just give it a break with the poison pudding?
Your molecules are screaming at you.
Into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Like that.
Somebody, I was saying, do you guys wash your vegetables fruits
with my spores?
Of course.
Yeah. Because
I'm not. I've never washed a damn vegetable in my life.
Nate.
I could have guessed that.
Well, I guess I've ran some. Well, this is what I'm saying. I've ran water over that. You know,
you're talking about Dawn dish soap washing.
I'm talking about, bleaching my, saying? Like,
you're saying you bring the berries home and you put them in a bowl of water with white vinegar or whatever, and you let them soak.
Exactly.
And then you put them in a Tupperware.
You're supposed to do that.
Nah, that's extra.
I'll just rinse them with some water, you know?
But that doesn't do shit. You think the pesticides, it rains on these fucking things, dude. You think that's.
I don't care about the pesticides.
Do you know what? The time that I would lose from a disease because I'm going young versus the time that I would lose spending every minute of my life dedicated to fighting the war on bleach, there's nothing I could do. It's a lose-lose, man. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I'm running water over it is just because think about the people. How many hands have touched these, right? You have the farmers that are touching them. Okay.
I like that.
Then you have the handlers that are touching them. Then you have all sorts of grocery store, what you call customers touching them. Now that's what begins to disgust me. And I just want to get a little bit of that nasty film off. But the pesticides, yeah, I've made my peace. That's just part of me now. Yeah. You know?
They should be called humicides because they're doing away with the humans.
Also, can I say I feel like I just now adapted fully to the blindness of
really.
Like, I feel like it was the first 45 minutes. I was kind of like, how do I? You know, I was having some mic issues. Now I'm locked in. I feel like I could go 4 hours like this right now in this current state. But it's so curious how long it takes to adapting mm-hmm. isn't instantaneous, is it? Adaption takes mm-hmm. time, and people don't like to admit that's right. that.
And if I can just keep it real, I've had the opposite feeling to where in the past 30 seconds the panic has begun to set in a little bit.
Yeah, I feel really nauseous, and I was actually going to propose that we take these off for the last couple minutes here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, please. God,
can we do a
please.
Countdown? A countdown.
Right. Oh, it's so bright.
3, 2, 1, go.
You already.
3, 2, 1, go.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. It's so bright.
That was. I can't believe we just done this.
Hey, hold on a second.
My girlfriend Jane just walked in just now.
You know who I look like.
Podcast shout out
on the Harry Potter tip. I look like Professor Quirrell. Remember him?
Yeah.
I've been given an amazing hairstyle from my hat.
You've got a punk rocker hairstyle.
I've got the stalactite on my forehead.
Eric, all you right. look like a guy who just like was on. You look like you were like the first person to get eliminated on like Survivor. you didn't last. Like,
wow!
Like everybody
Nate.
Unanimously Damn. Voted you out. And
that was a good one.
Like...
That is a good burn.
That was very artistically accurate.
Well, I suppose we should get into it. I guess we should get into the
joys, the review.
Huh?
Oh, I see what you're saying. That sucked. I just want to say that was emotionally a joy, but I feel pretty nauseous.
Before we get into the joy, I have a question for the listeners, because our listeners are some of the most technologically advanced people on the planet. Right. And I really do need a recommendation. I'm switching up. I have a 2017 MacBook Pro, okay? And this thing is fucking shitting out on me every fucking goddamn day. And I'm thinking about moving over to the PC gang, which I'm no stranger to, okay? And I'm thinking about getting a PC gaming laptop. So if anybody has recommendations for me for something that is a powerhouse fucking laptop with the top NVIDIA chip, AI, whatever, gaming GeForce fucking chip in it that can also handle Adobe Premiere, Photoshop, and all the other types of crazy other apps that I use, let my ass know. because I'm in the market for a new laptop because I want to play Steam games with my friends.
Sims 3.
All right.
Play the Sims.
That was Nate's. Nate's tech corner. Nate's tech help corner. If you do, Nate's going to post his cell phone number. Okay. And well, now, with regards to Joy, is that what you're about to say?
I was about to say that exact sentence, yes.
Well, I'll go ahead. What is giving me
guess.
Joy?
Let me freaking guess. We're going back to last summer's Joy. Oh, really? Really?
No. I mean, I did have some last week that was really good, but what'd you say?
Well, last summer, basically every one of your Joys was going on tour with Sarah.
You're saying it like you're fucking pissed that I'm going to do it again, man. It's not about going on tour with Sarah. It's not. And I'm not doing this as any type of plug or anything. But yeah, whatever. I went to fucking Arkansas yesterday, man. I had never been there, and it's fucking one of the most good air feeling states in the world. Everybody there is nice. And then, yeah,
good
just
air
that state.
Feeling? Like the air quality was?
Air felt good there.
The air quality was good.
It was very humid. It was very close. The second you step outside, the bugs are sucking on you. But oh yeah, Bentonville, that was lovely.
What did you eat there?
Ramen. If you're in Arkansas, you must get the ramen. Trust me.
Interesting.
Uh huh.
Curious.
Yeah. I feel like I had something more to say, but I do feel genuinely like, fuck. We didn't kind of...
No, it's okay. Go rest. Literally go rest now. Right. Like, you shouldn't even be sitting up.
You know what? Getting bad sleep the morning of going to Arkansas yesterday and then getting bad sleep this morning coming back and then doing that just now, I'm going to go...
It's put you in a zone.
I think
vertical.
I have to go to
Are
the
you going
gym.
Vertical?
I have to go to the gym after this and do some extreme networking with whoever is there or something. Because I'm tapping into it.
Yeah.
You don't work out at the gym. You just
I just look at the shirts everybody's wearing because a lot of people wear stuff from their companies. And so I'll just Google everybody's companies from their shirt logos from there. Oh, you work at the installation. What do you do? Mm-hmm. Engineering? Let me talk to you, man. Oh, okay. See? That's New York.
That's New York style. Well, on a LA style thing, that's my joy for this week. I have been loving these purple trees. What are these trees, Nate? They have purple leaves, and it's almost like you're on a planet from Star Trek. It's gorgeous. I've never seen leaves so purple.
Do they smell good?
I never even smelled them. I never even got up to them. I'm just driving around, and I'm like, that's a nice tree. Purple trees? What the hell? So moved so constantly by the biodiversity on this planet. I'll just say that. Every day I'm moved by biodiversity.
Wow.
Visual, so, might I add. An ocular.
Visual biodiversity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my joy. Okay.
And can I say this is a joy, but I feel like it's like a predictive joy that I'm for today, that I know is going to give me joy is... Ren Faire.
Have you
guys been watching that, right?
Yeah.
That's on Max. That dropped last week. Watch that.
It's so good.
So good. And I'm so jacked when there's something on that comes out like every week that I'm excited to see. And that's my show. And I'm like, it's coming out every week. It's a documentary about a Renaissance fair on Max. It's really good. Highly recommend checking it out. But that drops second episode tonight.
I'm going to watch it too.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped as fuck to watch it.
That sounds fun. I think I'll have to as well.
Yep.
To everybody out there who's suffering right now, it's Monday and you can't believe how much time you have left in your work week. You got this. Every week passes, right? You're going to get through it.
Where's this going?
And there's light at the end of the tunnel. Okay.
That's Eric. He's shown back up to the survivor week.
And
three.
One last thing.
Put it out. Like, you're done. Yeah. Get off the island, dude.
He didn't get on the fucking plane. We sent him to fucking back to Jakarta. He didn't get on his fucking plane. He just chartered a boat, came back to the fucking island.
I'm on a megaphone from the boat.
Yeah. Let me just give advice to y'all. Just advice. I'm not turning it back on. Sorry, that's funny. And then wait, I have one last thing. This isn't going to mean anything to most of you, but I want everybody to look at the screen. There's one person out there in the world 10 years from now who's going to appreciate this. Is this your card? Damn, I didn't even think it was going to be the one that I didn't think it was going to be the one that was my name.
The Jack.
Jack of Spades.
Was this your card? Some magician can use this. Yo, let me show you a clip from this podcast. It's so funny.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Damn.
Magic right. And technology fusing together. It's beautiful.
So, the same thing.
Look at something today, everybody, if you're listening. Use your eyes. Peace out.
Peace out, everyone.
It was just another amazing episode. Peace out, everybody. Be good. And
be literally be good. Do good. World.
Love somebody. Tell somebody you know.
Eat
you
cherries know. And laugh. Mm-hmm. And laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Peace.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.